Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
There's several guys that can be the face of the NFL. I mean, I think that's just with the NFL and how good the play is, the quarterback play. I mean, guys can come in and year out and play great football. I mean, Lamar was the unanimous MVP last year. He had one of the best seasons of all time as a quarterback position. And so there's guys like that, it seems like, every single year. A lot of young quarterbacks still, a lot of veteran guys that are playing at a very high level. And so I just try to be the best Patrick Mahomes I can be and try to win football games with the guys I have around me.
Mully and Haw, that is the best Patrick Mahomes, talking about Patrick Mahomes and what a fourth quarter. Let's get out to the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline, Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park, and we are delighted to have Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider Calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Catch Ross every weekday on Home and Home, his new show out now on radio.com/home or search home on the radio.com app. Ross, good morning. Thanks a ton for joining us. Appreciate
morning, Ross.
It.
Of course. Morning, guys.
So listen, my God, Patrick Mahomes, you know, you knew he was eventually going to leave his mark on that game. And boy, they left it late, but they left it pretty much all on the field. That 21-point explosion, rallying from a 10-point deficit, it was pretty amazing to watch. That kid has got a future. I'm gonna take a shot.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think we'll ever see anything like it again in terms of a team having all three playoff games. They were down by double digits and came back to win by double digits. I wouldn't recommend that, but it seems to work out for them. And not only that, guys, that might have been the worst game I've ever seen Mahomes play. Right. I mean, both interceptions were terrible. He had other throws that were in the dirt. You know, the one to Tyreek Hill before the 3rd-and-15 44-yarder, which was the play of the game, the play before that, Tyreek Hill's wide open. And Mahomes throws it so low that Tyreek Hill has to trap it. They overturn it after initially calling it a catch. I mean, I thought it was the worst game I've ever seen him play, and he was Super Bowl MVP. That's probably a pretty good sign if you're a Chiefs fan.
Ross, how much responsibility do you lay at the feet of Kyle Shanahan, not only for the end of the first half when he could have used timeouts to give his offense a better chance to score, but after taking the 10-point lead into the fourth quarter for maybe not being more dynamic or maybe, you know, what the calling plays that weren't necessarily ones that made a ton of sense or put themselves in that position?
Yeah, I'm not a big sort of play call analyst because I feel like it's so easy to do after the fact when you have access to the results. Like, I'm hearing a lot of people right now saying he was too conservative at the end of the first half, too aggressive in the fourth quarter. You know, I think to sit here after a game and just to cherry pick and say a guy was too conservative at one instance, too aggressive another, I don't really care for that. I'll say this. I had no problem with him not calling the timeout after they got the third down stop at midfield with a minute and a half left. Because he doesn't know what his field position is going to be at that point. And I'd love to have an analytics guy tell me what the odds would be or the probability that the Niners score in that minute and a half or the Chiefs score in that minute and a half based on where the Chiefs were punting from. You know, they got really close to downing that ball at the 1 yard line. And so if they downed it at the one and Kyle Shanahan had called timeout, he probably would have been doing the Chiefs a favor and giving them a great chance to score. So I was fine with that. He got the ball at the 20, had a minute left, had all three timeouts. The issue I had was then calling runs on first and second down and just running the clock out. I thought that was really, really conservative. I mean, once you know you have the ball at the 20, a minute left, three timeouts, at least throw the ball to Juszczyk or Kittle or the running back out of the backfield or a screen pass. Try to do something that is a little more aggressive, but can still run the clock out or whatever if it's not successful. I thought that was poor by Shanahan. That's the thing that bothered me the most, was after he knew he had the ball at the 20, that he was still really conservative.
Ross, Andy Reid was a sentimental favorite going into that game, but you know, you really saw an outpouring once he finally won himself a Super Bowl. He's a beloved figure in the league. He's been a part of it for a very long time, and he's obviously, there are a ton of people that come from his tree that are all over the NFL. Is there anybody, can you remember anybody that was this big a sentimental favorite getting it done?
Ooh, that's a good question. Maybe Peyton Manning when he got it for the Colts and they beat the Bears. Good subject to bring on in Chicago radio, by the way. But I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think. I'll say this. It's the weirdest thing I think I've ever seen in the NFL. You can't get anybody to say a bad thing about him.
Right.
I mean, I'm talking guys that he cut, guys that he traded. Like, I got cut four times, right? I don't like Spurrier. I don't like the Cowboys and Parcells. Like, I don't like the people that cut me. You know what I mean? Like, but people that Andy Reid cuts them, and they're like, oh, he's the best. Big Red, that's my guy. I'm like, that's your guy. He fired you. It's crazy. And I'll give you one quick story as to why I think that is. I remember, like, in 2011 or whatever, I'm doing an Eagles training camp show for another employer, and I bring my father-in-law. You know, I grew up outside of Philly, so he's a big Eagles fan. He comes to me. I'm about to interview Andy, and I introduce my father-in-law, and they talk for a little bit, whatever. I do the interview. Training camp practice is about to start. I hear him blow the horn. Andy Reid goes back into the facility, comes out, rather than walking on the field, walks over to my father-in-law, who he just met, and my father-in-law is wearing a Penn State hat, because that's what you do around here, and he hands him an Eagles hat, a polo shirt, and a shorts, and said, "Hey, Dad, I got nothing wrong with Penn State, but if you're going to be here, you might as well wear some Eagles stuff."
That's
so
great.
Let me just tell you this. My father-in-law was cheering his brains out for Andy Reid and the Chiefs last night. Like, he just does little things like that make people love him forever. Plus, he's like big and heavy set and talks about food. He's like your uncle, lovable uncle. He's the uncle that was Santa Claus every year when you were growing up. Like, he's just that guy. It's a fact, okay? Even my wife tells me she thinks I'm getting too skinny. People just like fat people. They just do. Like, people that are overweight, people just like them. They give them the benefit of the doubt. I don't know why.
That's funny. So Ross, when Steph Curry with the Warriors started hitting threes and playing the way that he did and kind of having the impact on the game, everybody wanted to kind of mimic that around the league. And I think Patrick Mahomes has a similar effect, and that's the comparison I sort of make with him, because everyone will want to do what he does. But you know what? There's only one Steph Curry. There's only one Patrick Mahomes. I don't know that there are other quarterbacks necessarily that have his entire skill set. So when you talk about takeaways from the Chiefs winning a championship, are there any? Or is it just a matter of when you have a transcendent talent like that, a guy who can do what nobody else can do, that's what's going to happen?
Well, a couple thoughts. Number one, and we probably talked about this, but I feel like the Niners' success is more attainable if you're a Bears fan or a fan of one of these other teams in the NFL, right? Like, you can look at the Niners and say, you know what? I can see Trubisky playing as well as Jimmy G. We just need to get one more D lineman or one more O lineman or whatever, right? Like, the Chiefs certainly feel like a winning lottery ticket. It doesn't really seem like, you know, most fans are going to be like, yeah, we would never get a guy like that. It sucks. I wish we had him. You know, like, that's how most fans are going to see it. As for what you said about Steph Curry, the only thing I would say about that, David, is that, like, Trae Young's not Steph Curry, but he's close. And he even takes some shots that nobody would have ever taken before Steph Curry. So I do think because of Mahomes, you're going to see some crazy athletes that are going to try some things that they never would have before. You know, I don't know about behind the back or whatever he says he wants to do or the no look, but you're going to see guys that are going to be willing to try things they haven't before. You're going to see a lot more athletic kids like Lamar Jackson be able to stay at the quarterback position because of Lamar. You'll see more guys that are dynamic athletes like Mahomes with the arm be able to try stuff. I mean, it's the craziest thing that it's the worst game I've ever seen him play, and he won MVP, and I thought he deserved it. And I still don't think any of it happens if the Niners don't bust that coverage on 3rd and 15. Mosley bit on the underneath route. He was in 3-deep coverage. I mean, if it's 3rd and 15 and you don't have a guy within 10 yards of Tyreek Hill 40 yards down the field, you really should probably lose that game. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, you know, I think maybe one of the takeaways is speed. You talk about Hill. Sammy Watkins was had a great game as well. Damian Williams. I mean, you look around at what they did. Maybe people can try to get faster. But I think when you start talking about Mahomes, we don't know where this is going to end up. But the guy is 3 years into the league, 2 years as a starter. He was an MVP and now a Super Bowl MVP. I don't know where his career ends up. I mean, the trajectory is pretty spectacular.
Yeah, I think it's the best start that I can think of, especially when you consider he's only been the starter for 2 years.
Right?
I mean, now I know Roethlisberger went to a championship game and won a Super Bowl his first 2 years, but he wasn't playing at this level those first 2 years. He was kind of riding along, along for the ride with the Steelers those years. I think it's the best start we've ever seen for an NFL quarterback. His first 2 years to be an MVP, conference championship game, to win a Super Bowl, Super Bowl MVP. The only thing I would say is, and I just put this on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL, because everybody's doing dynasty, dynasty, dynasty. You know how many Super Bowls Dan Marino, Drew Brees, and Aaron Rodgers have been to combined after the first one? Zero.
Zero, yeah.
None of those guys have ever even gotten back a second time. And even guys like Favre went back the next year, then never again. Russell Wilson went back the next year, then hasn't gotten back. I mean, it's hard. I mean, next year the Ravens will be good. You know, we'll see if Brady goes back to the Patriots. They'll be good. I will say the AFC looks easier the next few years than the NFC does, but it is really hard to have a dynasty. I mean, if the Dolphins don't beat the Patriots in Week 17 and the Chiefs have to win 2 road playoff games after a wild card game, I think we might be singing a very different tune right now. So a lot has to go right for you to win it all.
Along those same lines, Ross, when you look at the 49ers, how do they recover from this? And there's always that Super Bowl runner-up hangover that you have to worry about. And when you look at now, Kyle Shanahan being part of 2 of the 3 collapses in Super Bowl history that are, double-digit leads being lost, Garoppolo has a lot to answer for after that overthrow and not being up to the moment. Where do they go from here?
Well, I think they've got a tremendous formula for success. They've got a very young team for the most part. I don't know how long Staley can keep playing, but I think they are positioned for success for years to come. However, in the NFC and in their division, their margin for error is really small. And they had pretty good injury fortune this year, even getting guys like Quan Alexander and Dee Ford back for the playoffs. And think about this, guys. Going back to Week 17, they were an inch away on 3 different plays from being the 5 seed,
right,
and having to win 3 road playoff games. I mean, if they call pass interference on the Hollister play, if they don't have the delay game, if Dre Greenlaw doesn't have the best hit I think I've ever seen in my life, the Niners are the 5 seed, and I don't think that they would have won 3 straight road games. I don't think they were that good to go to the Super Bowl. So I mention again, the margin is just so slim. I'd be very surprised if the Niners got back to the Super Bowl next year. There's so many good teams in the NFC, and I don't think Garoppolo is good enough that he can carry them back to the Super Bowl again. They'll be in the mix, but I think that they will have a hangover. I wouldn't be surprised if they're like a 9-7, 10-6 type of football team that maybe doesn't even make the playoffs.
Ross, thanks a ton. Really
thanks,
appreciate
Ross.
Your time.
Good stuff.
All right. See you, dudes.
That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider Calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire, and you can catch Ross every weekday on Home and Home, his new show out now on radio.com/home, or search Home on the radio.com app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.